welcome to Hollywood Remixed.
Can you hear me, Fred?
I can.
Okay, perfect. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Hollywood Reimagined. We had some technical difficulties today, but we're here nonetheless, starting this new episode. How are you doing, Fred? Good?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me, Julia?
Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? I can hear you, Fred. I don't know if you can hear me.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Sorry, we've had multiple technical difficulties today.
Yeah, a lot of technical difficulties today, but we're on it. Okay, a lot that we need to talk about in this episode today.
Yes. Let's go ahead and run down the script.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to welcome our listeners, whoever is listening to us, either now or will listen to us in the future. We have our podcast can be listened to on Spotify. I wanted to, first and foremost, just ask our followers and our listeners for some support. We think we're doing a really great thing here by spreading some awareness about the industry and just our personal experience with the industry and Hollywood and how it's working right now. So if you guys are able to support us and support our podcast and our work, you can do so either on Blog Talk Radio, which is the website that we use to do our podcast live. There's a link there that you can check out, or on Spotify as well. So if you're able to make any donations or just like contribute however you can, or even just listen to us, we would really appreciate it. And I think it's important to spread this type of news as well. And again, we think we're really doing a great thing here, and we're always trying to be as genuine and as honest as we can with our listener and just like talking about our personal experience and what we do and what we're trying to do, especially with Cineplex Studios.
And, the funds will keep it going even longer to pay for the podcast itself, because we get charged for it. It really does go a long way. And whenever we got listeners out there, we always encourage you also call in. And it looks like we have another listener calling in right now.
Yeah.
So let's go to the phone line.
Absolutely.
Okay, you're on with Hollywood Reimagined.
Hello.
Hey, who's
hello.
Up?
Hi, it's Christy.
Hey, Christy, how you doing?
Hi.
Great. I was just wondering, I know you guys were having technical difficulties at the first, and then I was trying to reload, and I thought, I'm just going to call in and see if they got it running, because on my end, I never could hear it through the actual podcast. So I'm here, and I'm going to just take advantage of the situation and join in.
Oh, yeah. Well, you are our first call-in guest, so thank you for calling in. And, we had multiple internet issues, and we actually ended up having – the reason we couldn't hear it is because we're actually on a different link. We had to get rid of that. But this new link will generate a recording, and we'll post that for people to listen to in the future. On the website, Cineplex Studios website, and also Spotify.
Wonderful.
And also we're on, just an announcement, on Google Podcasts now, and also Amazon Music Podcasts.
Wow. Super cool. Lots of distribution.
Yeah. So, Julia, why don't you go ahead and keep going with our show?
Yeah, absolutely. So today, do you want me to start with the news, or do you want me to start with introducing the new show that we were talking about before?
Let's start with the news.
Okay, well, this is pretty much, that's pretty much it. We wanted to introduce the new show that you are developing currently, which is based off a show that we previously discussed, and we even had the chance to talk with the former actress that played in that project, and it's called Prophecy Journeys, and it's going to be series 3. So this is a project that you've been working on for how long, Fred?
Actually, it's been a full year. I looked it up. And Christy, I'm glad you're with us because you were part of the season premiere that we filmed with Curia. And why don't you go ahead and tell people who you played?
Okay, so
me?
I missed the important part. Are you talking to me or Curia?
Yeah. Why don't you do, let the audience know for Journeys who you played?
Oh, I played the mom. So I was the, the mom of, basically the mother-in-law to Julia's character, Journey. And I don't know if I should reveal what actually happens in that episode, but lots of fun. And okay, so my son and Julia, Journey, are getting married, and it's their wedding day, and my son dies right there at the wedding.
Oh.
Pretty traumatic event for a mother and for everyone involved, but it turned out really beautifully.
Yeah, I agree. It was a really good episode.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I was saying it was a really intense episode to shoot. I don't think I've ever shot anything that dealt with such emotional death, I will say. It was really intense. I remember that everybody on set was really, really professional, obviously. But I remember being particularly supportive that day on set. For me, for the actor that played Baxton, I remember that he definitely had a hard time playing his death scene. That wasn't an easy one to shoot. I just wanted to point that it was a really intense but really great experience at the same time. And I remember that show or that episode that we shot pretty vividly till this day.
Yeah, me too. And it was intense for him. I remember he actually had some visceral reactions to it.
It
was affecting his physical health as well, but I just remember crying so hard so many times that I had I don't know if I told you guys this, but I had snot running out of my nose. I was trying to put the back of my hand over, because I was bent over him, and putting the back of my hand on my nose so it wouldn't be caught in my snot. So we were all really in the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I said, that is currently been released on Vimeo, and people can access it through the CineplexStudios.com website under the Past Journey Productions for Series 3. And like I said, it's been literally a year since we shot that because we've also been shooting other things as well. But those other projects are up and running very smoothly now. And so I decided, let's go back and relive the journey. And we kind of just left it hanging there after the season premiere, one episode that was shot. And so now working on it more, developing the story. And I actually think it's a good thing because I was able to take a break away from it. And now going back to it, I'm able to see how to make the story much better than what it was going to be in the first place. It's a lot more intense this time under Journey Prophecy. And what that means is there's a Journey Prophecy out there that says all the journeys will come to an end and there'll be just one remaining clone left, and she will be alone for the very first time without any other clones. And that's the problem. Mm-hmm. And we are going to be introducing a new character played by Kira Moon. Her character name is going to be Jura Prey, J-O-U-R-P-R-E-Y. And she's the first blue-eyed clone we've ever seen in any season prior in the Journeys. And she is a unique, one-of-a-kind clone. And she's kind of an outcast because she is one-of-a-kind. She doesn't fit into any of the normal Journey clone lines. And she has no other clones of herself. She's really been kind of singled out. But because of that, she's become evil. And she is out to destroy all the Journeys. And in the end, I don't know. I can't even tell you how it's going to end. But I can say the direction is going. Is she's determined to stop Journey at all costs. And then we also have Journey's nemesis, which is Jurain, in the mix now. So there's three people with three separate agendas. Journey is to survive. Jurain is to kill Journey. And Jafrey is to be the only clone left alive. So each one has their own individual agendas. And in the mix, who does help them come out?
Wow.
Yeah.
And so
that's really great.
I've already started casting for it. I'm just doing a little bit of time. I'm not doing a whole bunch of like I usually do it once. But we just casted another actor in the series. And his name is Samuel Cove. And he is a part of a bunch of people that have vowed to protect the Journey race at all costs, even if it's to sacrifice their own lives. And he's been seen by his government as an outlaw, someone who goes against the wishes of the government because the government wants his permit terminated, and he's out to make them, you know, survive the constant onslaught of the government trying to kill the Germans. So that's the character we casted so far in the season. And there's more casting coming up, more characters, but that's the direction they're going right now.
Very cool.
That's so interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess, so yeah, I'm sure you've got some questions about your character.
Yeah,
absolutely. I do.
I mean,
yeah. Go ahead, Julie.
I was just going to ask on my end, what do you think is the main difference in my character, if there's any difference in my character compared to, like, the vision that you had before and the vision that you just came up with now?
In the first vision, Journey was, she wanted to be like every other person in the world, every individual. And she wanted to have her own life, away from the Journeys, live a normal everyday life, and be married, and have a family, and that was her vision. And the new prophecy, she is very much on the defensive. She very much has to be almost like a private investigator trying to find out what the other clones are up to. And she has to have a backbone to stand up to them. Versus before, they kind of walked all over her.
Okay. That's very interesting. That's very cool. I'm excited to get to play that aspect as well.
Yeah, of course, it would not be Journey without the mother, Christy. the mother is still being developed as we speak. But I can tell you that she is a very caring and loving mother we've always come to know.
Okay. Cool. Sounds good.
Yeah. And also, so this is on the subject matter, Pacific Breeze is in production right now.
Yeah.
Which we'll be filming again, actually tomorrow.
And that has
taken a really interesting turn because numerous cast changes we've had over the past month has caused me to rewrite it and make it even better. It's far more depth now. There's a lot more backstory than there ever was before. Because what happened with Serena's character is the background has changed a lot. The background is a part of a military platoon before. And she was part of a core group of friends in the military. And they got to be really good buddies. And when they got out of the military, they went and did special operations with the government in the Middle East. And when they did that, they got to be in a situation where Serena felt really uncomfortable doing those submissions, so she left the group. And because she left the group, you know, they kind of left a bad taste in their mouth about her. And then in the Sixth Breeze, the season premiere, she has to go back to them, or at least the leader, and ask for their help in her new task that she's stumbled upon. And that makes the first of interesting dynamics in the series. So that's where we're going right now with the Breeze.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah, definitely different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
it's been a lot of fun. So,
I'm sorry.
Sorry, continue. No, I was just gonna say that it's been a lot of fun to shoot it already, and I'm excited to shoot even tomorrow.
Yeah, and the new actors we're bringing in are really good. I think they're gonna add a lot to it. And I'm really excited to be able to work with them and see the dynamics actually play out on camera because there's going to be a lot of tension between the actors. And I think that's really fascinating because they all want the same thing, but they're going about it in very different ways.
Yeah.
Oh, that's intriguing.
Yeah, even with the character of Caitlin, who's the mentor to Serena, you know, she thinks they should go one way. She thinks they should go a different way. And the other group that she brings back that she's worked with, they think, you know, they're all crazy. They should go do something different. But they all have the same objective in mind.
I won't give any details away about, you know, you mentioned the script changes and so forth, and I won't give any details away, but I really liked in that revision where, let's just say my background, that changed. I think that's really awesome and cool.
Yeah, we lost one of the actors we were originally going to have with the team, and so... So I did not want to recast that particular actor or that character, so we had to change the whole entire scene around. It made it much more interesting to where your background is very, very secretive. And Serena and your character are going to have some major scenes about that. Because that was kept away from Serena as well.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I've been working on it. And, you know, just making choices for the character. it's just been a process for me because, you know, I know she is so secretive, but at the same time she cares a lot and but, you know, she's reserved, but she is loving and, you know, there's a lot of complication to it. So it's been, you know, like I said, quite a process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Just out of curiosity, Tricky, where would you imagine your character to be doing in future episodes?
If I heard you correctly, what do I imagine my character doing in future episodes?
Yeah, yeah. And if you were writing it, what would you have your character do?
Oh, dear. So we're talking Lila, right?
Yes.
Okay, for sure. We're still on that one. Okay. Thinking about what, you know, I just have episode one, thinking of that context, and I'm also, I think I can say this, the mayor of Pacific Breeze, so I'm, you know, taking into consideration that public office. I'm not sure I could go, you know, in all kinds of directions with it. I know.
You also have to deal with Mr. Knight.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And I know that, gosh, I'm picking every word because I'm not sure what I can say and what I can't, but I will say that my husband is kind of MIA at the moment, and so, you know, that could take a direction for itself as well, and it might be even tied in with Mr. Knight, I don't know. I have so many thoughts, I don't know. It would just take up so much time to speculate, but I think it leads to so many opportunities and so many different directions that I'm extremely excited about that role.
Well, I think I need to give away one spoiler.
Okay, cool. All
right, so yes. I'm the one here. Don't listen. Mr. Knight actually has a surprise for you guys.
Oh.
Maybe it was all the surprise for Mr. Knight, which I'm not going to reveal. But Mr. Knight is actually the leader of the contractors. He's the one giving them the orders.
Okay.
And so when Serena finds out, look out.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of plot twists.
Yeah. Let's just say that Serena's not happy and she lets the world know it.
Yeah. I'm excited about that.
So,
there's some things that Mr. Knight won't see coming. But he has this ace up his sleeve with the contractors. That's what I'm calling him. And he's not going to reveal it until he is absolutely ready to.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a surprise for a lot of people when it actually does happen. Whose orders do they actually follow? Do they follow the leaders? Because there's a self-proclaimed leader of the group. He's actually in the starting role there. Or do they follow Mr. Knight? Or do they follow Serena? Who they're mad at.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's all the dynamics that are involved with all that.
Very, very awesome. I'm listening to you talk about that. I won't say what that background I was referring to earlier with Lila is, but I see that component playing a large part in the future episodes, like you, you know, you asked me about earlier. So nothing specific, but I do see that that is a major a part, you know, of the plot in the future in some way.
Right, right.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got about 3.5 minutes left for the show, so we're going to start wrapping this up here. Well, Chrissy, this is a pleasant surprise having you here, and I thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
I love talking with you about the stories and your characters and all that. And you've been one of my biggest supporters, and I thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm honored to be a part. And I intended really to, I'm preparing to have you guys down here next weekend. And I was going to listen to the podcast as I was cleaning the house and like scrubbing baseboards. But with the technicality problem, I, you know, just happened to call in. I was going to say Tulia. The technical issues were not resolved, and so anyway, it just worked out. And thank you for having me. I hope I didn't hijack your program.
No, absolutely.
Thank you for being on it. Actually,
yes, we love all people.
You are very welcome.
It gets lonely here with just the two of us sometimes.
We're always more than happy to have people come in and talk with us. Absolutely.
Yes.
Cool. I've enjoyed it.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you again soon, Chrissy. Thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome. See you soon. All righty. Bye.
Okay, Julia.
All right, Fred. This is almost the end of our fifth episode.
Yes, I'm going to have to work on the number system so we can get that situated. But the link will definitely be on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Podcasts.
Yes, you guys, all the listeners have a lot of ways to listen to our podcast, either live or if they want to listen to it at a second time, they definitely have a lot of places that they can reach out and just listen to.
Right, well, until next week, we'll talk to you then.
All right, I'll talk to you next time. Bye, Fred. Have a good day.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Bye.